The Warriors taking on the Wizards and getting a good battle out of Washington, but a strong team effort helps deliver another win here on Warriors ground, and every Warrior in uniform getting involved in this game and getting into the scoring column on the way to grabbing what is now the 54th consecutive regular season home win. And get this, the Warriors are 60 games over 500. Stephen Curry with a game-high 26 points tonight. He had 6 three-pointers plus 7 assists and 7 rebounds. Klay Thompson with a solid effort and 16 points on the evening. And Draymond Green again in double-double territory, a strong 15 points and 16 rebounds. Harrison Barnes with 14 points and 9 boards, helping pave the way to win number 67 this season, tying the franchise record set last year as the Warriors beat the Wizards 102-94 the final. And here's head coach Steve Kerr in the postgame.
The guys have done an amazing job, coming off of last year of focusing on getting better and trying to continue the rise, it's not easy to do in this league. It takes a lot of energy, so I'm really proud of them for the way they've competed now for 74 games and 8 more.
Coach, a 12-0 run to end the first half. What did you tell your guys in that final timeout prior to their run?
I told them, let's go on a 12-0 run to end this half. We were kind of stuck in mud there for a while, and we haven't been able to get to our small lineup very often because of the injuries. Tonight without Andre and Brandon Rush, so our stable of wings is down quite a bit, so it's harder to get to that lineup. But we went to that lineup to try to generate some energy, and those guys did a great job. They scrambled defensively, forced a couple turnovers, and then Steph got going too. So I thought that was the key surge in the game.
Draymond has obviously had a good season, but you've got Festus down. Rush is not there. Andre's not there. In a game like this where he can do so many things, is his value even highlighted even further?
Draymond? I don't know if you can highlight it even further. I mean, everybody in the league knows how much Draymond means to what we do and how much he means at both ends of the floor. I mean, defensively, he frequently is taking guys, 5 inches taller than him. And offensively, he's playmaking and screening and tonight making threes. And I don't know what else to say about Draymond. Just a phenomenal player.
Coach, post-game, I spoke with Draymond about what he felt he needed to do to get comfortable again. In your perspective, what do you think Draymond needed to do to find that comfort level?
Well, I think he's been comfortable the last couple of weeks, Yeah, there was a stretch there where he wasn't making a shot and he was feeling a little out of sorts. I think it's helped that we've had a lot of home games. He's spent a lot of time in the gym working on his shot with Luke. It's important for him to get those reps up, and he's really been working hard on his shot. And I think when his three-point shot falls, the rest of the game comes easier to all of us, to the whole team, really. But he's like all players, he's going to have some spells where maybe he's not on top of his game, but he'll always come back around pretty quickly.
The first time you played these guys, there were a lot of offensive highlights. Curry had 51 points. I think you guys scored 134 or something like that. You talked before the game about wanting to see your team play better defense. Mm-hmm. Would you say that this game was won on defense tonight?
I don't know if I would go quite that far, but I thought our defense was pretty solid. We guarded the three-point line really well. We challenged all those three-point attempts that they put up, which was really good. We did have some breakdowns that were sort of head-scratchers. So we can still get better. But overall, the intensity and the energy was pretty good, considering this game 74.
Given the bodies that you're down and what time it is in the season, are those sequences of sloppy play that preceded the 12-0 run, for instance, do you get less frustrated with that because you're more understanding of the situation?
That's a great question. I think I get more frustrated, and then I try to temper my reaction because I understand that they are deep into the season and, maybe running a little bit on cruise control, and they know that We have hopefully a long playoff run ahead of us and a lot of basketball left. But some things we can't afford to repeat during the playoffs, and those are the things that we try to focus in on. Just, you know, getting beat backdoor, you know, letting a guy in transition run right to the front of the rim and four guys pick up three-point shooters and nobody picks up the one guy at the rim. That happened late in the game. Those are mistakes that we can't make, and we'll try to correct those and get on our guys about them.
Coach, it seemed like Clay started off hot, at least at the very beginning offensively, then he sat down, and then after that he seemed to struggle offensively. Can you talk a little bit about what the game looked like for him from your perspective?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think he was like 4 for 5 right away and didn't get it going after that, and maybe he was just due for one of those. He's been so hot, the law of averages have to even out at some point. But just a game where he didn't get into a rhythm, and he didn't, you know, after that initial flurry, never got into that groove that we've seen him in the last few weeks.
Steve, obviously you guys won 67 games last year, won the championship. You knew that, or you wanted that these guys to get better this season. You thought they could, I'm sure. But did you think that the record could be improved upon, or did you look at last season?
No.
And think, let's...
No, in fact, I thought we would get better, but maybe our record would get a little worse. So this is very surprising to be where we are right now, record-wise. Again, you know, our guys have maintained really good focus and energy all year, and we've had a lot of people contribute, and it's awesome, just their effort night in and night out. It's couldn't ask for anything more.
And after Coach Kerr wrapped up, we heard from Stephen Curry in the locker room as he talked about tonight's victory here at Oracle Arena.
Obviously, there's human nature that we're battling of. You know, we've been playing well for so long, you want to keep it going and keep building momentum. And, you know, especially when we're home, trying to find that energy out the gate. And we've done a pretty good job of it. And even when things don't go our way, like we did in the second quarter, finding that whatever it takes to build that momentum back, and keep things close, and then, you know, take over games. So it's fun to continue to do what we're doing, continue chasing, you know, the goals that we have. And every night we just gotta dig deep and enjoy the game and not get wrapped up in any pressure or any angst about what we're chasing.
Steph, what can you say about all those people that turn up before your game and watch you warm up?
I mean, it's humbling just to know the same workout I've been doing for 4 or 5 years is now kind of a treat for people. And it's just a way for me to get ready for the game, the shots that I need to take. Get a rhythm, build my confidence, and I mean, that kind of support is definitely appreciated.
Very different kind of game for both teams compared to what you guys played last month back there. What do you think were the major changes between last time you guys played and this time?
I mean, every game is usually going to take kind of a different feel, with adjustments. They guarded our pick and roll differently, and try to really kind of they want the same thing teams have been doing, you know, as of late, is trying to take away our 3-point shot and just living with twos, and we missed a lot of them early in the game. So had those gone in, it could have been a different story earlier. But you know, they play hard. They're obviously fighting for playoff spot, and you knew it was gonna be kind of an up and down game.
Did you have much dialogue with the referees tonight?
Say what?
Did you have much dialogue with the referees tonight?
Not after the first quarter.
So Coach Kerr said that he thought you guys would be a better team, but maybe not have the same record, maybe not win as many games. And what's your take on how you guys have continued, even shorthanded here, to win all these games and 60 games over 500?
I mean, I was under the same impression that our record might not be indicative of, you know, the progress we might have made as a team over the course of the season. Excuse me. And not to get discouraged if we couldn't match what we did last year, knowing that the ultimate goal is to win a championship. But as you go through the season and kind of get lost in the journey, We should be able to accomplish both, be a better team and, you know, better our record, which we're on our way to doing. So for us to be playing at such a high level for, you know, two straight years and have our eyes set on the ultimate goal, it's fun.
Now the Warriors head to Salt Lake City, where on Wednesday night they will take on the Utah Jazz. I'm Lawrence Scott with this Warriors postgame on Warrior Sound.